Buddy, this is Ron Amatron, and tonight is our paranormal show, Creation Lightship Healing. So we can bring forth information if you want. You can call in tonight and tell us about your paranormal experience. So there's a new show out that I was just told about the other day, which is, I think it's Devil Inside. And have you got it up on the Google there at all, Carrie, to see what it's about?
No, I'm just Googling right now. Creepy title, though.
I think it's something about an alien being inside, or aliens being inside of a woman who killed a couple people or something. So, and I think it's out right now with the movies. So that'll be a good paranormal. We'll know what it's about. Probably she can pull it up here. Let somebody want, have, maybe somebody's seen it even. Who knows? They could call in and tell us about it. But,
looks like it's opening this week.
This week, huh? Okay. Oh, that's getting closer to what we talk about here. It's very nice.
Yeah, it looks like it's based on a true story. 1989 emergency responders received a 911 call from Maria Rossi, confessing that she had brutally killed three people. 20 years later, her daughter Isabella seeks to understand the truth about what happened that night. And she's been locked up in a hospital for the criminally insane, it says. Not a good place to be. Did you see it, Ron? Uh-oh. Seems like I have lost sound, or lost you.
I saw it only for like 10 seconds. See the weird-looking eyes of the people, so that's kind of what I saw when I saw it. It was on, I think, maybe Yahoo or something like that, or I saw it someplace on the Internet. Oh, we're all here, I hope, everybody. So
yes,
anything,
we're all here.
Oh, your way,
Well,
Carrie,
I'm just looking on the fast chat here, so it is, if you're listening to an archive, this show was airing live on January 6, 2012. Thanks for the date there, Larry. And so, Ron, you mentioned callers, so I'll give the number out, the two lines for callers tonight. Anyone who's seen that movie, sounds utterly creepy. So let's have a look. 888-429-5471. That's the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. And then I usually go down to the bottom line just in case Ron and I are on 1 and 2. I'm never quite sure. So line 3 is area code 530-513-6472. And we're on station 2 tonight. excuse me. So, just looking to see if there are any questions yet on the fast chat. Oh, and of course, tonight is the Friday night Q&A. So the number, Larry's put that in to the fast chat also. Thanks, Larry. So that's 559-546-1301. And then there's a new pin that just started beginning of January. So from now on, get rid of your old pin from last year and use 506399 and the pound sign, 506399 pound. And then shoot your questions over to CLS questions, plural, CLS questions at yahoo.com. And I think I heard a beep. excuse me, is somebody on the line?
Yeah, I heard, but in the past.
Oh, you're really faint. Can you hear, Ron?
It's about one third. Volume, maybe a little bit louder, if you can talk a little louder.
Okay, in the past, Ron has brought in I believe it was a lion hybrid for one of the females he worked with. And it occurred to me many of us, probably, if not all of us, have children out there. Now, I don't know myself about my children out there, if I do have any, so I was interested in experiencing if the lightship could at least first start, because I'm a male, if the lightship could first start with the males listening, tuning into the show right now, maybe for like 2 minutes, they could go out there, you know, and just bring in, take a find any kind of children or hybrids, anything like that are, that is in a sense from us. composed of us in some way, and let us like experience that energy maybe for 2 minutes, and then after that maybe you can do that with all the females. So each one of us can experience our own like our own children. I'm not necessarily supporting what the aliens have done, but I'm getting what I'm saying is if we already have children out there, why don't we just experience it? If it's possible, if the light could do that, and then as a finale, maybe the light could integrate spirits into all of our children. That's possible. I mean, thank you.
Okay, boy. So what I hear you saying is that one of the calls we had doing a reproductive type of situation clearing, and I saw that maybe like three women actually were probably carrying on that call hybrids, alien babies. So I guess he's asking about what about the male babies, you know, I guess male sperm babies or something, because naturally men don't carry babies that I know of. I haven't seen it yet, okay? So, you know, this is our sci-fi show, so I'm looking to actually see if they could somehow put a fetus inside of a male, even though we're not set up that way. It doesn't look like it. So I guess he's asking if we could bring forth the male babies out there. So, boy, what do you think, Carrie? Is that going to be too far out for some people?
I don't know. So, did you want a clearing for the babies or a clearing for the men?
Let's do a clearing for men who are sperm donors. Oh, let's do that first here. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That could probably help you. It's difficult to bring forth a sample of one of the hybrids here. Boy, I don't. There'd be little. There's so many races out there to bring one forth. It'd be very difficult, I think. So I'll probably have to maybe pass on that. It is a valid thing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I'm seeing if there are any other questions on the FOSS chat right now. Let's have a look. Yeah, Trent's kind of making some comments based on the movie, Ron, and he's saying that, excuse me, I've got something in my throat. Most people in jail have entities, shapeshifters, and aliens taking over their bodies. So I'm sure that's what you were thinking of when you brought up the topic of that movie, The Devil Inside. Especially since it was based on a true story, it'd be interesting to see what they did with that. Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to find a question here on the... Okay. Kathy's asking if we can have an entity clearing for our pets.
Yeah, we could do that here. So here we go. If we get some of the entities out of your pets. If you have any pets, you can look. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So just like to just be curious to see how people felt today. They felt, be a lot of maybe more energy or less energy today as compared to the last couple of days. How you're feeling right now. See if you have any differences on breathing or maybe ease out of your body. Be a little bit more connected. Make a call up or type it on the fast chat if they have felt a change today. That'd be interesting to note here. Let's do the Be Here Now clearing. We'll do that. So here we go. We'll bring your spirit back. Count to five to do that. One, two, three, four, and five. This gets your spirit back from some of the timelines that it could be on. That will bring your body back. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. What we could do is bring in the different light beings here. So we get a caller. We'll bring in the female light being. If you wish to bring up the light being on your monitor here, and all you have to do is go down a little ways on BBS here. I'm doing it right now for myself. So, I don't know, it's about maybe a third of the way down, 25% of the way down. This is the light beam. Want to get a larger, my computer, I can do a F11 on the top just by pushing that and get rid of all the stuff on the very top of the page. And you can do F11 again to bring it back to your very top information. So we're going to bring in the female energy into the light beam right now. Here we go. So everybody should have it up, I hope. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll bring in the male energy. And have the female kind of leave the photograph here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, those eyes are sure intense. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we'll have the males leave here. We'll bring in the non-gender. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So, okay, where did the question go? Oh, yes, from Janice. Janice is saying both of her daughters are saying a black shadow man in the house, and she's wondering what they could be seeing.
So they're seeing that old man, so they must perceive that this is a shadow, a black shadow that's male. So, boy. We'll just kind of look at this here, what it could be. Number one, it could be maybe somebody that hitchhike to ride with you in your car, maybe. Maybe you went out shopping someplace and somebody liked you and they got in the backseat of your car as an entity, we'll say, followed you into the house. That could be one thing. Another thing, maybe you were doing something that they liked that could be maybe in a addictive nature or something. That's another possibility. I'm kind of covering just all different things here. Another one could be maybe somebody has maybe died recently, and then they actually found out where you live, and they're visiting you because they want to maybe say goodbye. This would be their emotional body. That could be it also. And the other thing would be something that would be pretty negative that just came into your place, maybe just trying to share your location or something. So any of those could be true. Sometimes people pick up things because they just happen to be in a certain location. They kind of like your energy and they hop on. So that could be, you know, what could be possibly. Remember, these emotional bodies, they need you for a host. So they're probably looking at you, to your body, to be with you. They want to get your life force energy. That's why entities normally show up. So that they do, you know, live off of somebody. They can't live on their own very long. So let's see if we can do a clearing here. We'll just do a They're in here to put in some peace energy into the house, and maybe it will release the energies that are with you. Here we go. So one, two. Normally you do a house clearing for this here, the space clearing. Three, the space clearing. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie. Back to you, and we'll see if we get a caller tonight.
Okay. Yeah, so the numbers again are 888-429-5417 or 530-513-6472. Larry is wondering if clones can eat up our emotional healing. If we have an emotional clearing, I guess.
If they can take it away by eating up, or what?
I think that's what it means, yeah.
Okay, no, each time you have, when you have the clearing out that emotionality that you're dealing with, and so that should be released. The clone would also have it with them to be taken away, which means that the programming for all the clones on that timeline should no longer have that issue. Then it should be out of your DNA that actually they're using make future clones of you. That's why the emotional clearing sticks all the time, because it doesn't need to be repeated. Because once it's taken out of the energies, wherever they're attaching to it, the light ship is bringing back the light. So it doesn't matter if you have clones of you that are pre-made already that are going to be popping into your life in 6 months. Energy is taken out of wherever it is and brought back to the light. The light ship isn't necessarily looking for the aliens that stole that. They're just reclaiming their territory and bringing the light back and or maybe even turning it off as they bring back this energy so that physical body is no longer having that. Well, that's where the clearings work. Back to you, Carrie. Otherwise, you'd be dealing with clearing one clone out of, you know, thousands. And then the other ones coming in would have the same issue. It doesn't work that way. Complete clearing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so New is asking if we can have a clone clearing, and I know you don't really usually do those on the shows except perhaps our plants sometimes, but otherwise they're on the Monday call. So I don't know if you want to add to that at all, Ron, or say anything different.
We can do a clone clearing for your plants, if you have any plants around.
Okay.
So here we go here. So it's your plant here. We'll take out some clones. We'll do 10 clones out of it on one timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's a couple of timelines, so you should feel a little better there. So, back to you, Harry.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm munching on something here. So, okay, we've got some questions backing up here. Somebody was asking for a cord. Oh, can we do a cord cutting?
Okay. So just think of that person that's connecting to you, or you're connecting to them. Energy is energy. If you're hooked up some way, then you should not be. Not good to have your energy in someone else. Well, even if the person moves away, they still may be using your energy. Here we go. We'll do a cord cutting here. So you can first do the chakras. We'll do that, then we'll just do one for the whole body. So first chakra released, second released, third released, this energy is going from you to that person. So first release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, and sixth release. I will do the cord cutting for a person connecting to you. So here we go. First release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release. I'll just see if you felt any changes in your chakras here. Now we'll just do the whole body. So I'll just count to 10 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, Carrie.
All right. Thank you. So Shannon is wondering, asking, how does the alien attack page work on parallel lives?
Alien attack page on parallel lives. It works with the parallel life. No, it works. If you're not using the parallel life clearing, then it will work on this lifetime. It will work with the lifetime that you lived on the Earth, okay, in this timeline. Other clearings are based on this timeline that you're supposed to be on. And that's why we put up the other clearing, which is the all parallel lifetime clearing, to go into parallel lives in other areas, okay, but all the clearings are based for this one timeline here. Hope I answered that question properly for you. It works with the timeline that you're supposed to be on. If you're not on this timeline, it can still help you somewhat, but it's designed for this timeline where you live here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and speaking of timelines, New is asking, can we do a timeline crash for deity leaving timeline? So I'm not sure if that's the one that you were mentioning on Wednesday's show or not. I'm thinking maybe it is. I know you've been working on that. So
I've been working on that last day here.
But those timelines are already crashed, right?
Those timelines are gone. So as of right now, which I'll find out more, you know, within be a few days, but as of right now, there is no more of those Indian deities on this planet. They were hooked up with the octopus and the Black Widow timeline. So each one had a big timeline. The deities were on the octopus timeline, and these timelines went near to Beyondo for a long time. I don't know how far back they went, but it was like to eternity. And the other energies was the Black Widow energies, which why we have the alien oxygen on the website so you can get better oxygen. Well, the problem is that Black Widow energies, in fact, all the deities did go to the light. So we got rid of this massive, gigantic octopus energy. They didn't want to really do what they were doing here. I would assume, and hopefully so, that the people who are doing all these spells and stuff with these deities, and they could also be other types of energies along that timeline. Not just the Indian deities, but it could be anything that the octopus chose to have manifestation of or to energize something that the people believed in. Another timeline was the one with the poisons, which were the Black Widow energies. They also went to the light, too, oddly enough, which is really strange. Yeah. I had to terminate one of them, a large one, but the rest of them just sort of like followed suit and wanted to go to the light. So it was very unusual to have these deities and energies leave. So you might feel a little different today. You might have felt maybe last night about 2 in the morning if you were awake, you may have felt some shifting going on. Your body would start to relax more.
Today I worked on it some more, probably about 6 hours. So anyway, as of right now, as I look at those timelines are no longer in existence here. So very possibly people who are doing the black magic stuff and whatever they were using, maybe those energies are completely off the planet, which would be nice.
Yeah, well, amazing. Thank you.
I'll just see how you're feeling. Typically, you might feel more relaxed now. You can know yourself how your body feels. With the Black Widow energy, what it would do, it would tend to numb people out. And it would make you kind of lose your thoughts or have lack of motivation. And I guess the bottom line puts you into depression as you maybe were not doing what you wanted to do. And you found that your life was kind of falling apart at times because that was that energy of that poison in the air coming into you. So back to you, Carrie.
So that was in the air over this whole planet then?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Like a mist kind of oxygen. If you visualize it like a mist, that wasn't necessarily like a water mist, but it was like a mist type of spray. And it would come and go at times. Some people a lot more, and then the energy would come in. Once you got connected to that mist, it would numb out your consciousness, but also give you programs. Or it could have people who could read your thoughts, enter into your thoughts, and then make you do things according to their will because they knew how to work with that energy. So it would be like, you know, turning a person into a zombie or a robot, you know. So back to you.
Okay. So it looks like Ed was at a funeral today. A friend of his lost his son, and Ed found himself hugging a lot of sad people. So I'm wondering if maybe an entity clearing for Ed might be a good idea, Ron.
Here we go. So Ed here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay. Thank you. So, yeah, Freedom is saying having difficulty accomplishing things today and yesterday. I was in that same boat myself. Actually, today was a lot better for me, but yesterday was fairly dreadful than the day before.
Since the person just got through dying, you may want to do the deceased loved one clearing. That way it will take away a spirit where the darkness grabs it and takes it sideways, and also it gets rid of the emotional body of that particular person. That is not hanging around tormenting everybody, looking for a home and bringing forth its thoughts, especially to you know, parents and relatives and things, as a body hops from one person to the next. Pretty difficult sometimes if that emotional body is really active, because it can keep people tormented for years, especially on key days like birthdays and Christmas and stuff. That emotional body will just pop into the relatives or leftover, you know, family members that are still living. I'll bring forth a very happy situation because that emotional body would like to be there physically, and then it gets very sad because it can't, so it will come into those people. And they'll feel the sadness of that person. They'll just think that it's their emotions because, you know, the person's no longer there. Actually, the emotional body causing that problem as they body hop from person to person. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. excuse me. So, relating back to the deities that you've been clearing, Daksha is asking, can you clear emotional bodies missing the Indian deity, the people who were connected. Can you clear emotional bodies missing the Indian deities? The deities were controlled by the octopus? So I think you said yes to that, right?
That is correct. Yes.
And felt a very peaceful shift in energy. Thank you, Ron. So the question is, can you clear emotional bodies missing the Indian deities? So maybe people's emotional bodies who miss them, I think that would mean.
No, I can't do that. No, that's a massive healing.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be using those energies anyway, because it's all force of will. So using darkness energies to worth something that they like to have, or get, you know, some of those could be good to get rid of things. I'm not saying that they're all darkness. They are in time. They all know anything that's created in time, as above, so below, like we're in, normally it has an agenda. I want to have an agenda. Agenda is duality.
Okay. So Kathy is wondering if what you have just said means there is no more Black Widow energy left.
As of right now, the ones that I saw are gone.
Okay.
So a little hard to say 100% yes, but I'm not seeing very much of that Black Widow energy. They were on really long timelines. Whenever they can put whatever they want on that timeline in the name of the Black Widow, they can put that energy into anything and cause problems. So that's what I was perceiving. So the Black Widow energy should be pretty much nullified right now, I think.
Okay, great. Janice, you were mentioning on a show about when we were talking sometime in the last week about having energy corded to us from other people, and you were saying we could disconnect the cord and plug it into the sun, and then they wouldn't know that we had disconnected, so they wouldn't be motivated to try and reconnect to us. So Janice is saying, I have had some dark energy hooked up to me. I was wondering what to do when the sun refuses the energy. So I'm going to assume, Janice, that you've tried to plug it into the sun, and for some reason it won't take it sounds like.
Very interesting. So that means the energy does not want to go there. Wow. So that would mean that the core the person is putting out does not want to accept sun energy. Very strange. I don't have an answer for that one. Normally it always works. Oh, that must be a pretty dark person who doesn't want to have any kind of light at all. That's to kind of figure out something that it might like that has a lot of energy that mind if a little bit gets taken away, you know. I don't know what to say on that, so back to you.
Okay. Okay, so, and Shannon on the same topic kind of is saying, asking if you could tell us about releasing something into the sun. So how do we go about doing that? And what kinds of things would we do that with?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Just whatever seems to be connected to you that could help. You know, may only help for an hour, so they want to connect back to you again. Remember, energies that people connect to you, that's why we have cording clearings on the website to get rid of the cords. So you can try it yourself, get it released from you, but, you know, there's maybe more energies than you know about coming into you, but most people just only use the you know themselves to do stuff like that sometimes. That's why we have whole lifetime cording clearing, so it gets rid of all the cords that have connected to you throughout your lifetime, and those cords can come back again. They could be timed edX to appear at a certain time in your life, even though you got rid of it maybe 10 years ago. They'll pop in right now, you know, edX because it's programmed that way.
Okay.
And does sometimes, but you know, it's not going to be a 100% you know cure for somebody courting you. You know, and if the sun goes down, then maybe the energy is lost because the sun no longer is emitting light to the planet anyway. It's still emitting light where it is, but it may only act and work effectively in the daytime. It's going to give you some relief, but basically, you know, I would say probably do the whole lifetime clearing for courtings. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Liz is asking, can good aliens ever come through touching other people or just bad ones?
Well, you can show me a good one. We'll find out. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm running short on questions here. Let's have a look. see if I can find anything else. I'm just refreshing here. Maybe we could have a caller. We have about 20 minutes left on the show. 888-429-5471.
I'll mention about the alien stuff, too. Yeah, you can go on with the number.
Okay, so the other line is 530-513-6472. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, a lot of people talk about the aliens and the good ones and how, you know, they have had contact with aliens, okay? Well, everybody's contacted by them because you're abducted all the time. These may be ones that aliens wanted to actually make it known to you that they were connecting to you. And most people, I believe, they find themselves somehow on one of the UFOs or ships or whatever. They don't know how they got there, but then they have the aliens having a conversation with them. And sometimes they may talk about the future, or they may talk about how this person is going to be doing different things, you know, in the future, help people, we'll say. But, you know, how do they get to that ship, you know? And why, you know, for me, if you're not told consciously of something that they're going to be doing to you, then it's force of will. And that's not good. But there are people who claim that they have had a wonderful experience, which could be, you know, true. But what are they getting, you know, in return for that? So I don't necessarily think that anything with aliens are good, as they haven't really helped us here. They may give lip service, but they haven't stopped anything, you know, like famine and stuff that we have in countries and stuff like this here. If they had compassion, they could do something. After all, if they did abduct one person and that was good, what about the person that's starving? Why can't they help them? And I guess back to the same scenario. If you look at the God energies, you know, why would a God, you know, kill somebody in a war? They're praying to that God for protection so they can kill someone else, you see. So, you know, it's quite interesting to see that a scenario. And so the main thing is who are they connecting to and what are they connecting to these other people that think the aliens are good? And where are they? Why haven't they here and got rid of all the negative stuff that's here and brought in positivity? Oh, one person I was talking to, they said, well, the reason why the aliens don't come here is they're too highly evolved than what we are, and the humans here have to learn their lessons to get back into, I guess they were talking about source energy or something, which wasn't correct anyway, but that's what they perceived. And we have to understand and learn all about compassion and everything else. Well, they're just, you know, another way of doing lip service. So they're probably channeling some alien, telling them how we have to live life here, and that race that they were channeling was very, very good. They're telling them this wonderful information about how we have to still sacrifice everybody here in the name of hardship and disillusionment and everything else that we have here, that we can learn something. But the aliens will never come here because they don't want to interfere with us, because we're not, you know, that evolved yet. When we do get evolved, then we'll be like them. And then you can say, well, they have basically stopped maybe some atomic wars and things happening. Well, I can say, yeah, they probably could, and they probably would, mainly because they don't want to lose their food source. Well, if we did have atomic wars here and the whole planet was blown up, they just lost their host. They're not going to want that. They want us to keep having what we have now, which is all this trauma and drama and sadness and controlling us through implants and stuff. So I don't see anything good about any of the alien stuff. They shouldn't be here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so next question is from Shannon, and she's asking, please tell us about the website attack removal. So maybe you can talk about how we can get attacked through a website and then how to clear that.
What that's for is sometimes you go on a website, and they may have a meditation there where you're seeing moving pictures or something that you look at for a healing. Possibly it might be negative information or something, or you're drawn into it. Aliens are just using the screen. They can put their energy into anything and use that as a conduit to connect to you. We do have that clearing up. I think we have one for media, don't we, of media and websites and things?
Yeah, there's a media one.
Yeah, so that's very similar, where you can just get that stuff out of you. I was talking to one gentleman. He was one of the Kennedys. I forgot what his first name was. Lawrence Kennedy. And he saw him at one of the expos quite a while ago with his wife. And what happened with him, he said he normally looks at, you know, he uses some kind of protection when he goes into the computer, and he didn't do it one day, and he all of a sudden got hit really hard with a psychic attack energy. He opened up his emails or something, I believe that's what he said. Please don't quote me on this here, but I'll just say that he was on the computer, and he knew instantly what happened, and he ended up having a stroke.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he was working with the invention with some LEDs, and he used that, I believe, to help him heal. So he's a very nice gentleman, him and his wife. So I don't know what state they live in. I think they live maybe in possibly Idaho, something like that. He's a very nice gentleman, but he did get hit by going to his emails.
Wow.
That's what happened. He said that he got hit between the pixels.
Gosh.
Oh, that's why we have clearings on the website to take stuff off of you if that ever goes on. Oh.
So, Valea is mentioning that she says, I physically, oh, this is back to putting the end of a cording into the sun, the end that's attaching to you. And she says, I physically pull it out with my hand where it cords my body and point it at the sun to plug it in. It has worked so far for me so far. So I actually haven't tried this myself. But Ron, if you don't know where you're corded, I mean, I wouldn't know where a cording was attached to me.
No.
So how would I go about doing that?
If you don't know where the cord is, it'd be pretty difficult. A lot of people do feel their body get attacked, possibly. Maybe they'll feel their kidneys ache or something, or maybe, you know, maybe their liver or something. And they know that they've just been, you know, connected, you know, by a cord. And some people can actually see who that person was, too.
Yeah.
You'd have to be, you know, intuitive enough to know about that cording in order to really do this here. That's probably, you know, the way it would work. Most people are not aware of energy cords going into them when they get attached. You know, when they get released, you feel better naturally. But trying to know how and where to pull one out, it'd be hard to say if you can't see it.
Yeah. And then there's that thing where the phone rings and you know who it's going to be because they've just thought about you to call you. I don't know where that kind of a cording would attach, but I usually know who's on the other end of the phone when it rings. And that's got to be some kind of cording, I would think.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So Cammy is mentioning a whole life cording healing would help her, and I'm not sure. Is there a whole life one?
Pretty sure there is, yeah. I think they're all I'm pretty sure it's whole life.
Okay.
If not, we'll put one up that for that, because it should be a whole lifetime clearing for cording.
There probably is, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then Friday, since we have more listeners on Friday than earlier in the week, just in case anybody hasn't heard, the body jumpstart clearing is up. It's been up for a week, couple of weeks maybe now, and that's the one that will be running through the end of March, so March 31st of this year, 2012. And it's $200, and this includes the It's got five clearings in it, so I'll just quickly read through them. It's the mind of the body, which is a whole life clearing, and then the infection body, which is a whole life clearing, and then the blood and circulatory system clearing, and the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and then the body rejuvenation clearing, which is goes through, I think it's 14 or 15 different body systems. So that is available now if you haven't heard us talking about it in the last week or two. $200, so big savings if you are interested in doing any one of those. You get all five. So do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
It's a nice clearing. <It's> very, I put it up because there are some people probably listening who does have a physical condition or problem, and these clearings are what I could figure out to give people that more than likely cover, you know, what they need to offer here. We are putting up another one coming up shortly here, hopefully within a week here. We'll have two clearings, the prosperity clearings in a bundle. One will be $50 and one will be $100. Recall what they were, Carrie, what the titles
were? Yeah, let me flip my page over here. Actually, I'm going to have to go into my email and see how we divided it up when I sent it. I should be able to get that pretty quickly. That was yesterday, wasn't it? Was it yesterday we were talking about that? Sorry, I'm just...
I don't know.
Real
it's,
quick.
I'm
here we are. Know. I found it. Okay, so the $50 one... We might call this the prosperity jumpstart. We're not sure. So that'll have, for $50, you'll get the self-empowerment clearing, which on its own is that $50 six-week clearing that goes through almost 40 issues with the custom box in addition. And then the psychic billboard. And there's a clearing just called the prosperity clearing to bring that energy to you. And then also the whole life clearing for poverty. So the poverty whole life clearing. So this bundle will be $50. And then for $100, you get those four. And then in addition to that, there'll be the seven generational poverty clearing, the whole life victim clearing, and the spells and curses. Spells, curses, and hexes. Spells, hexes, and curses. I can't remember what order that's written in. So that's $100. So for $50, you'll get four. For $100, you get seven. So that's going to be an amazing bargain.
That'll probably have that one run for at least 2 months, I think. We'll see when we get it up here. Might have it run for the same amount of time as the other one. Have it end, on April 1st. That the one for
the body.
Yeah. The other one with all the issues for the self-empowerment does take a while. And you really need to run through all of those issues, even though you may not think you need it. So that'll be coming up here shortly. We're now getting that works here. Oh, Carrie, our time is getting close here. We'll start the we'll be doing the Q&A tonight. It'll be for about 50 minutes. So at 50 minutes before the hour, I have to leave here. So. Just kind of cover all that we can. So you want to go to clsquestions at yahoo.com, questions with an S. We'll read your emails there. I know we had some left over, I thought, from last time, maybe.
Actually, I think we cleared them. We got them all.
Good, okay. I know we ran over. So let's we can put the phone number up again, maybe, if somebody can put that in. I think Larry put it up initially there, I thought.
Yeah.
So maybe he could retype it in again. I do record the call, but nobody's talking anyway. But, in case we get some information that we want to look at later on, we'll be able to have it recorded so we can put that onto the CLS questions. So, and let's see. Anyway, did you just see how your day is coming? Maybe the next couple of days you might feel some relief here with those deities. Being released here that people have been using for a long time. And, like I said, what they probably have done with this other energy, which would be the poison in the air from the Black Widows, it kind of like numbs you out, gets you so that you can't really think straight. There you just don't know what's going on because you're not thinking straight and you get to do things or something. So that clearing, getting that off, it was quite something. You may even feel your body relaxing right now as we're talking about it. Body could have been up, you know, uptight for your whole lifetime. These energies have been here longer than you have. Maybe even a million years. So what you have is you have these energies that are here that everybody taps into who wants to do something. I'm not saying it's the deity energies, but it would be the ones from the octopus and the Black Widow, and they would have their particular counterpart or whatever the people believed in at the time that they're worshiping, asking something for a favor. And naturally, when you ask for a favor, someone else is probably going to lose. And that person who was losing then would be attacked psychically or mesmerized to do certain things that they really didn't want to do. That's the way it works. That's the way the law of cause and effect is from the darkness. That's what they brought here, is a law of cause and effect. Oh, Carrie, I guess we could probably call it quits now. And
yep.
It's about 5 minutes before the hour. I'll be on the call in a couple of minutes here. Oh, I'll have to check fast chat here, see if anything came up. Nothing yet, so we'll leave the fast chat up too. If people wish to comment, we can monitor that also. The deities are the Indian deities. Hindu, I guess, religion deities. The ones that went into the light. So they may not be too useful. People who, there's, you know, probably billions of people, not more, you know, using these, maybe even a trillion people are using them, you know. They're going to be no longer effective, but the people's energies could still manifest a pool of energy. But the actual original ones look like they're all into the light now. They won't be coming back to help anybody. Once you're in the light, then that's it. You've crossed over and you're not coming back here ever again. Oh, for them, it's very rewarding. And what happened, they really didn't want to be controlled like they were, you know, because they were being used and used and used by people. You have to realize you want to be courted when somebody rings your bell to do something, you say. Mm-hmm. You're being in the mode of being forced to help you or to cause harm to somebody. Well, it all depends how you look at what they were doing as people use those energies. You yourself would never want to be courted as somebody, you know, jerking your string or chain all the time to get you to do something like a caged animal. That's the way they were. They were caged in whatever they were initially, how they got attached here to the darkness, you know, that they're out of it now. It's very nice.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Energies, if you look at them. In fact, I'll bring in one of them here from the light ship now. You have a certain one that you want to feel here?
Oh, gosh, Ron, I don't know the names of them offhand.
How about Ganesh? Is that one of them there, I think? Here we go.
Okay, yeah, probably.
That's the elephant one, I believe. I'm not that astute here, but here it comes. This energy, and you can see what it feels like. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. There's the energy. Well, it feels to me very, very light, very cheerful, very happy. It's still neutral, but it will have a little personality so you can experience it here as it comes back into duality. Oh, we should go, I guess, Carrie. So we'll see you on the phone, everybody.
Okay, yes, and whoever typed in number last time and then the number, yes, that's the correct one. Thank you. 559-546-1301, and then the PIN, yes, you have that correct. That's great.
506399.
Yeah, on the pound sign.
Pound sign. Hey.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Interesting show.
We'll see you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, and we got our cloning call on Monday to get decloned.
Great.
$20. Get on it. See you later.
Okay. Bye.